Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. It's the middle of the week. You've made it to Wednesday. It's all downhill from here. I hope you're having a great week. I'm super excited. This week we're talking about the Trinity, which is the fact that even though there is only one God, that God exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today, my friend Maggie is going to be with us to talk about God the Son, Jesus Christ, the one who came to earth, took on a body as a human, lived a perfect life, and then died on the cross to take the punishment we deserve. God the Son, who was a man, took on a body and became a man, but also was 100% God. It's a deep, important truth. I hope you lock this down today, but I hope you also enjoy the joke of the day.
Why did Mickey Mouse take a trip to space? He was looking for Pluto!
Hey, this is Maggie. It's Wednesday and it's time for you to wake up. There is one God and he exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father is the one who adopts us into his family if we turn away from our sin and trust Jesus to save us from our sin. He sent his Son Jesus to come to earth and take the punishment we deserved. When we talk about the Trinity, the Son is another name for Jesus. Jesus and the Father are Father and Son and have been forever. You know that Jesus lived on earth as a real person. The Bible tells us about his life story and so do other things written while he was on the earth. He was 100% a human man, but he is also God. John chapter 1 tells us some really important stuff about Jesus. It clears up any question about whether or not he is God. John 1:1 says that Jesus was with God in the beginning. This means that he, like the Father, has always been there. This verse also says that Jesus wasn't just with God, but he was God. In other words, before anything else existed, there was the Father who was God, and Jesus, the Son, who was also God. Finally, in John 1:3, it says that Jesus created everything and that nothing was made without him. Only God was there in the beginning, creating everything from nothing. In John chapter 1, we find out that Jesus was there in the beginning, creating everything from nothing, so he is God. Some people think that this means Jesus and the Father are the same person, but that's not true. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God the Father gave his Son. He didn't give himself. He gave Jesus because Jesus is a different person. In John 17, Jesus prays over the people who follow him. He asks the Father to protect them and help them grow as Christians. Jesus is literally talking to the Father because they are two different people. He's not having a conversation with himself. He's talking to his Father. Jesus is God the Son. He was there in the beginning with his Father, and together they created everything. He obeyed his Father and came to earth to die for our sin. He and the Father are both God, but they are different people.